This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's check in with the financial markets now. And in the US, the Dow Jones climbed to a nine-month high. So what were the main reasons behind the market movements today? Well, that's a question I put to Mark Heppner, Managing Director of Themis Trading in New Jersey.
The real drivers today was energy, as energy basically turned around from overnight from yesterday's meeting in Doha. And financials. Financials have been very strong since the big banks reported last week. Even though Morgan Stanley wasn't up too much today, it was earlier. I think what we're seeing now from the financial sector, we're seeing some leadership here in the financial sector. And even though some of these bigger banks are going through some very rough times and rough numbers from an investment banking standpoint, their consumer lending aspects of their business is really performing quite well and is giving us some nice insight into the economy being stronger than most people are expecting.
And when you say the consumer side is performing quite well, is that an uptick in personal loans, for example?
Exactly. Exactly. Personal loans are going up, and that has been a big driver of their business for this past quarter. And it's good to see, too, because I think as consumers have a steady paycheck and feeling confident about their own finances, they start to borrow more money, start to expand some, whether it's businesses or doing some work within their own house. I think overall that borrowing by the consumer might be starting to come back again.
And perhaps the lower oil price as well.
Oh, of course.
More money in their pocket to spend on other things.
Exactly. That is exactly right on.
And that was Mark Heppner, Managing Director of Themis Trading in New Jersey. Well, let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.6% at 18,004. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.2% at 63.53.